Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We are in chapter 4, with verses 23 through 25. We conclude chapter 4 today. Jesus went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. Well, today is another day of transition. We are helping someone today who has been disciplined according to the state of Florida for reasons only the person experiencing would be able to tell anyone, especially God, why. When we do things to get ourselves in trouble, we always turn to God, our Maker, or we turn to Satan and his havoc of dishonor. If we'd only listen to the words of Jesus and the scripture he utterly inspired, then we too will automatically say to Satan, "Get behind me, Satan," or reply to our soul's sneaky desires by screaming in reply, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." We too must learn to repeat the words of Jesus often, staying focused on life by living salvation, in love, faith, and hope of his grace and mercy, where redemption cleanses us from being a child of disappointment to a child of God. "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Just as Jesus healed the masses then, you too can help heal the masses now by proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God, and let free will be helped by the beauty of freedom's release, encouraged in charity's name. Today we help this individual take the first steps of freedom after being inside for a number of years, more than 8, I believe. We just simply asked for prayers of guidance, prayers of grace, and prayers of love, faith, and hope of his mercy, that he will learn to live according to his will. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, grandmother of Brittany, who is a mother of four who has brain cancer but has now come out cancer-free. Carmen had a stroke. We're praying for her healing. We're praying for Holy Mother Church today as we pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Novena prayer, day 5 for Thelma. This is our neighbor. She's been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. We ask for healing hands for her. We pray all of this in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the practice of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. We're in concluding chapter 4 today with verses 23 through 25. We have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Jesus Cured Pain-Racked Diseases. Galilee, Jesus walked it all. Kingdom's gospel proclaimed and synagogues call. People's illness and disease cured before their fall. Syria heard of his spreading fame that never did stall. Jesus cured pain-racked diseases and agitations. Paralytics, lunatics, and possessed felt his freedom. Jerusalem, Decapolis, and Galilean crowds great heard his preaching. Jordan beyond Judea, him followed, witnessing miracles of salvation. Amen. I'm Thomas Shilkruse-Wiggins. It's December 17, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We're praying for an individual today that we're picking up and placing him in a travel trailer for 30 days, hoping that he can transition into a way of freedom once again. We call out in his name. His name is Louis, and we're praying for him today. Louis, we pray for you. We know that God can lift you up out of any circumstance and give you redemption and heal you of all your past problems. We ask that you call on him and find his truth to give you liberty and freedom. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus at 7:11 as we do every day. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for all that you've done in our lives. And we ask for your grace and blessings today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John and Marie. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you.